right, Bob. As far as updating it, all you have to do is close your browser up, restart the browser, and go back to open HamClock, and it'll update itself. Or all you have to do is press F5 on your keyboard for a refresh. Right now it's at version, if you look up at the very top corner next to your call sign, it has a version number, and right now it's version 15.5.2. If you just leave it running and you never close the window or you never hit F5 to refresh the screen, it will stay on whatever version is there. And as far as color, they've actually added, because the last screen in the last update on the map, the left-hand side of the map, there is now basically a color control. So you can make the screen, the gray line, lighter or darker. A lot of it, the gray line wipes out the countries below it. So you can now make the color or the brightness of the gray line brighter or darker. Plus, up in the top right-hand side of the map, you can choose different types of map. I have mine on the hybrid, but they've now added additional map styles. So looking at it, I've got dark Esri, satellite, MODIS true color, terrain, streets, topo, ocean, hybrid, grave, political, national geographic, I guess, countries, and azimuth. So you can choose different types of settings maps like you could in the regular ham clock. So that was part of it, is the screen was so dark, they've now added that little color bar on the left side of the map toward the top left side that'll let you darken or brighten the gray line and be able to see what's underneath it. So it's kind of like the transparency of the gray line, I guess. So check out some of those things. Like I said, to refresh it, just while it's up there, hit F5 on your keyboard. It'll refresh the screen, and if there's a new update, you'll get a new number next to your call sign.
Okay, Ron, I do have the 15.5.2 on my open ham clock, but when I was referring to the not being able to update, it was on the Inovata. It's been that way for months. You know, it'll say update, you know, click yes, and nothing will happen, and that's probably something at my end with my internet or with my router or something, you know, I don't know. I replaced the router and it still doesn't do it, so I don't know what's going on there. But what I'm disappointed in on the open ham clock is because I want to put it on the TV that I use for a monitor, a 32-inch TV that I use for a monitor, because on the laptop it's just so small, it's really hard to... I literally got to put my face against the screen to read it with my glasses on. But, okay, I'll probably have to play around with that, but, excuse me, I was just trying to find a way to transfer it to the TV or to actually use a browser on the TV to do it. But, okay. You gave me some stuff to work with, so I appreciate it, Ron. Thanks for your help, and have a good evening. I'll let you back with Mike now. Thanks for all your help, Ron. KCYVF, NAKPR, will be clear.
All right, Bob. Yeah, your regular ham clock, the latest version is 4.22. If your computer didn't already upgrade to that version, you won't be able to get it because there's no other version. So that's the newest version. If you never got upgraded to that version, you won't. There's no site to go to. It's the site to update is offline, so you're just getting what data is out there from his server until it ends its life, I guess. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. Any other questions, let me know. KCYVF, Claire.
Hey, thanks, Ron. NAKPR.